Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to Hustle, Feel Asleep, episode number 2. My name is Fabiola Giordani, and today I'm really excited to share 10 fun facts that you may or may not know about me. So I wanted to do this episode because I wanted you to get to know a little bit more about me, not just the, professional bio that you see everywhere. I want you to get to know me as a person, right? And so we're going to dive into things that I've never shared with anyone online. So if you're not like a close friend of mine, you probably don't know this. So let's dive in. So the first thing I want to share with you is that I'm a huge introvert, which means that this is going to be really hard for me. So I'm not shy, as you can tell. But for me, I get really drained when I'm around a lot of people. And also I do like to keep to myself. So I was that kid who would go on vacation with books and just sit in the corner while everyone else played. That was me. Raise hands over here. So what really tested or what really brought me out of my shell was, being an entrepreneur, like launching this online business forced me to really show up and, show up powerfully in a way that feels good to me, but also allows me to make an impact. Like I would probably never be able to do what I do if I was too afraid to do it. And that's not what being an introvert means, but it's just some people use that as like their crutch. They're like, I could never do this. I could never do that. I could never live stream, never do a podcast, never speak. In fact, I'm terrified of public speaking, but I still do it anyways. I do like jumping jacks, exercises, say tons of prayers before I go on a stage, but I still get it done. And so I want to encourage you to just really think about it. Like if you do not do what you have to do to pursue your dreams, then you're never going to get to where you want to go. So it's really important for you to just break out of your shell. So a quick story about like how I actually like popped my, visibility bubble was when I launched my second business, my life coaching business, I started doing videos. I wanted to do YouTube videos, which didn't pan out. But I remember recording that first video, just introducing myself. I spent 90 minutes tearing up, freaking out about what people would say, think, or whatever. And I finally got the video out and none of the stuff that I was freaking out about actually happened. It was well received. People were supportive. And yeah, the rest is history. So you just have to, get out of your own way and just start taking action. Just little actions will build you up to where you are. So I am a work in progress every day because I much rather be in bed, watching Netflix, working behind my computer and never show up, never have photo shoots if I didn't have to. So I want to encourage you, if you're an introvert, to get out of your shell and just get things done. Second thing I want to share with you guys is that I love Jesus. I want to share this with you. I don't push my religion on anybody else. I don't force anyone else to, but I want to share this with you because some of these episodes, I will be talking about the word of God. I will be talking about Jesus and how he's helped me really be who I am today. I've always been a Catholic all my life. I've always been a Christian, but I think the defining moment that really pushed me to like be full in love with the Lord was when a doctor said, you're pregnant for the first time. I was like, ooh, I got to get my life right and find Jesus. So finding out that I was pregnant with my first baby was like, oh gosh, I got to get it together. I really did need to. I think sometimes in life, you just find God when you're ready, even if you've been in the Christianity faith for a while, just find God when you're ready. When you're ready, he will appear. He's always been there. But I want to just be clear. Like, I am not the person that will give you like a Bible verse off my head. Like I'm not. I'm not that well versed, but I do love the Lord. I am a believer and I truly believe that he is the CEO of my business, point blank, period. You can't tell me nothing. All right. Everything that's happened in my life so far has been because the grace of Jesus has been with me. Another belief of mine is that God works with you and not for you. I'm a firm believer that if you are just sitting around waiting for things to happen, in the words of my mother, like when I was looking for, when I wanted to find my soulmate, she was like, yeah, no, like a man's not just going to drop on your couch and just say, hey, let's get there. You have to actually go and do the work and show up, right? And so I truly believe that God works with you. So if you want to walk, once you take the first step, God is going to take the next step with you. And together, you're going to co-create this amazing reality that you want. Okay. And so if you want a successful business, you need to take action towards that success. You can't just sit around and be like, yeah, I really hope that a client books with me today, but no one knows that you even have a business. Like, you really have to remember that it's co-creation. Okay. So number three, I manifested my soulmate at 4.5 years old. So I'm a wife and a mom of two beautiful little girls. One is 10 and the other one is one as of this recording. Yes, they are 10 years apart. and at 4.5 years old, I manifested my dream man. So he's a family friend. Like, our families have been friends for eons. And he was actually my grandma and his grandma were best friends. That's how far back we go, or our families go. And so I officially met him Easter Sunday when I was 4.5. And he was wearing this cute little navy blue suit with six gold buttons. And he had shorts. They weren't long pants. And he had red socks. And he was looking suave and debonair and chasing his brothers. And I told my sister, I'm totally going to marry that man. She shoved me to the side and said, leave me alone, and went to play with them. Like I said, I'm shy, or I'm an introvert. At the time, I was shy. And I was like, I'm not playing with these kids. And just like stood behind my mom. But years later, as an adult, I remember, I think it was another Easter Sunday, actually, we just had family dinner. My family and I are really close, and my sisters, and, we had family dinner. I was joking with my dad. I'm like, dude, you should have totally set up an arranged marriage. Like, you know, I'm in my 20s. I want to get married. And this sucks that I have to go through these frogs. And he was like, first of all, I thought you were feminist. You don't believe in that. I'm like, yeah, but that's not the point. Okay. I'm single. And he was like, well, I know someone, so you can check them out on Facebook, and the rest is history. So we reconnected that way. I not only did I meet him at 4.5, but I used to go to Haiti on vacations and see him all the time because he's best friends with my cousins and my sister, and they all used to play together, and I would be behind my book in a corner at my grandma's house talking to absolutely no one. I would spend a month in Haiti and never talk to any of those kids. It's insane. I grew out of that, though. I'm happy to be where I am. So yeah, manifested my soulmate at 4.5 years old. I was a manifested goddess. I still am. I feel like I am anyways. Number four. Believe it or not, I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I've always wanted to be a CEO, but not a CEO of my own business, because I didn't know it was possible for me. So I was that girl in high school, had all the plans, aced all the tests, had like AP classes, did everything right, right? Went to college. Actually, I dropped out the third year of college due to some boy drama. Let's not talk about that. But I still had a plan. Like, I was going to, you know, finish school, which I did. I went back to school online, finished my degree, because I had my daughter at 21. I had to work full time. So there was no availability to just be a part-time employee. So I had to work full time. So my plan was always to work for someone and climb the corporate ladder and make shit happen and just be a boss there. What changed for me, though, was seeing that I couldn't really make it to, you know, have the life that I want with the money I was making. So what I started doing, just to dabble, I started bedazzling shoes. I sold one pair and I was done. I was bedazzling shoes and selling it on eBay. And I realized there was no ROI. The cost of the product, shoes, rhinestones, equipment, all that stuff, I needed to just put it together. And the time it took, I was not making enough money for all this hassle. So I was like, forget this. Not going to do this. Then years later, I was working as what I was working at where I thought was my dream job. And one of my coworkers, my friend, she was like, hey girl, like, would you like me to send some motivational videos? We got really close and we were talking all the time. And she would send me awesome videos on YouTube with Les Brown and, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer and just all this awesome stuff, just expanding my mind and like really helping me find myself. And it was just amazing. So from there, I hired a life coach. From there, I went to life coach and life coaching school, where I became a life and business certified life and business coach. And the rest is history. So for me, that process came from just me wanting to just expand my mind and just find my purpose, to be honest. And then it just, you know, snowballed into what we are here today. Like today I have a multiple six-figure business. I run my business completely, entirely online. I work with women from all across the globe. And that was due to an amazing friend who just wanted to help me expand my mind. So I want to share with you my quit story, though, because it's really important for you to know. And I don't recommend quitting like this, but let me share this with you. So I launched my life coaching business. It was going coaching clients after work, but I realized it wasn't really for me. Like life coaching was for me, or should I say consulting? I feel like I'm more of a consultant, but coaching was for me, but life coaching wasn't. And that's because I firmly believe in life coaching, because that life coach that I hired changed my life to the point where I was like, I got to do this. This is amazing. Like, she's impacting lives. And so I realized it wasn't for me. And I decided that I wanted to just stop for a while and launch my business. But I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew I had the skills and talents around branding and marketing. I was like, I don't really know if I want to do that. Who would pay me to do what I already know, right? That's too easy. Most of you are listening to this who are new or new-ish to your own thing. You're probably thinking the same thing, like, who the heck would pay me to do something I already know? That's way too easy. Well, people will pay you. And so for like a good month, every night I would wake up around like 3 a.m. just in like tears, sweating, panicking. And I remember my husband telling me one night, like, I don't know if you ever heard this, but if you wake up around 2 or 3 a.m., those early hours is when God wants to talk to you. Why don't you just pray to hear the word of God? At first I was like, pish posh, I'm just panicking and I'm having these nightmares. The next time it happened, I was like, okay, you know what? He's right. So I left the room, went and prayed, and just started doing that every night that I would wake up. And I started getting more clarity and just feeling really good about the direction. And the resolution was that you need to quit your job and go in full time. Like, you have to. And I don't think that it was fully just God telling me, like, be irresponsible. But it was like, if you want to make this happen, have faith that I will back you up, right? And make this happen. And so I talked to my husband, we planned it out, and he was like, okay, the stipulation was 60 days to make this shit happen. And if it doesn't happen and you make no money, you have to at least get a side hustle. You have to get a job on the side, even if it's part-time. You don't have to go get a full-time job and all the benefits, but we got to do some, right? We're adults, to make it happen. I was so determined and ready to hustle. I was like, yes, let's do it. So I quit my 9-to-5, launched my business. And that first day, less than 24 hours of launching, I made my first 3 high-end sales. And it was $6,000 that day, because I was charging $2,000 per client. And so I made that happen, and I'll be sharing more with you, like, on the strategies on how I made that happen. But I made that happen because I was super determined, but I also listened to the word of God. But I want to share this 2 things I want you to take from this. Number one, don't quit your job without a plan. So the thing that I didn't share with you within the story is that when I launched my business, when I quit, I had already spent at least 6 months investing back in my business with courses, programs, and coaching that I needed to get there. I had already gotten the clarity that I wanted. Oftentimes, I find that entrepreneurs are so ready to be their own boss, they quit their job because people are telling them, if you're not doing this full-time, you're not an entrepreneur. That's total bullcrap, okay? You're an entrepreneur, okay? Even as long as you're making money and you're making an impact, you're an entrepreneur. So don't buy into the crap that you have to quit your job. I used my job as my investor. My job was my investor to help me invest back in my business, back in myself, in order for me to make things happen. I worked tons of overtime to make the money to pay for my programs, tons of overtime at the time to pay for my coaching, because I knew that I wanted to make this happen. I knew that I wanted to make a shift in my life. Another reason why I wanted to quit, because remember, I was that girl who wanted to be CEO of a company, not just mine. I didn't think mine was possible, but was because I was not feeling the vibe of, like, if I had to go take care of my kid, I would be written up. I remember one time I had to go take my daughter. It's a story for another day, but real quick, I had to take my daughter to the doctor, and they were like, yeah, if you leave, we're going to write you up. I'm like, what? I've never done anything to be in a position where I had to be written up. So taking care of my kid was a reason. I was like, oh no, they totally pushed me over the edge with that. But back to my point, I really want you to consider that it needs to be something that you at least plan. You don't have to have 6 months worth of income saved, but you do have to have invested in yourself to at least gain the knowledge, the expertise, and tested that this thing works before you up and quit. And two, the second thing I want to share with you that I want you to grab from this story is that you have to take action. Like I said, God works with you, not for you. Had I not listened and taken action, invested in myself and taken action of building that website and then taking action and really building, my audience wasn't big. It was like a really small audience, but still curating an audience of people who are interested, I probably would not be here today. Okay. So even though I never wanted to be an entrepreneur, I'm glad that I took the leap of faith and made it happen. Again, I do not recommend you up and quit your job. So don't listen to this and be like, I'm empowered. I'm about to quit my job, girl. No. Remember, it is your investor. If you hate your job, just think of it as the stepping stone to the next level. Okay. You don't hate your job. You just feel like you're stuck and it's time for you to like start taking action to get out of that. Okay. All right. Number five, I grew up with, I didn't know. So I grew up not knowing that I was broke. So let me explain. In college, first 2 years of college, I was at home being spoiled. And then third year, I transferred to a university out in a different city. And I remember having a college roommate and she was making noodles, ramen noodles. I was putting chicken in it, carrots. I was just making it a meal, a whole meal. I did not know that normal people didn't do that. And so she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm making ramen. I'm making a meal. She's like, that's not a meal. That's what broke people eat. And I was like, what? We almost brawled, y'all. So because growing up, my mom made ramen all the time. And it was like dope. Like she made it. And it was just this plain ramen. And she made it a whole meal. Still today, I make it a whole meal because I like it. I just like taste. So I did not know that because our parents just gave us love and just raised us the best way they could. And they never involved us in any of the things that would make you question like, oh gosh, am I broke? I mean, one time, the first year of high school, that should have just been like a thing to me, right? The first year of high school, my mom actually took us, I think it was it BJ's or Sam's? I don't know. One of the wholesale places where she was like, okay, we're going back to school shopping. I'm like, here? She brought me like 5 polos, 3 pairs of jeans, a pair of shoes, sneakers. I think they were Reeboks and some socks. And said, hey, welcome to the first year of high school. So for the entire first year of high school, people thought I was a tomboy because I never wore dresses or anything girly because we didn't have the money. Again, I didn't know that. I was just like, mom's just being ridiculous. So we're just going to go with it. I was that kid who was like, I'm not going to talk back. I'm not about that life. Like I'm Haitian American. If you're Haitian, you know, your parents will never stop talking. So I'm like, nope. I respect your elders. I do not want to hear anyone talking to me all day. So that's me in a nutshell. But with that though, it gave me a lot of like insight on what I never want to be again. And that's one of the reasons why I thought, okay, you know, you go get a good job, be a CEO and life would be great. You have to make money to get out of this like situation. And again, I never felt any kind of, you know, brokenness because we went on vacations. I had a good life, you know, I still have a good life. I have a great life. My parents are amazing people, but I did not know that I was in that state until, and then I started having conversations with my mom. She's like, yeah, man, we didn't have much, but again, I didn't know. Okay. Number six, I love money. I love marketing and both of them need to work together. So I love marketing because first of all, I see everything through a creative marketing eye. Like whether I read a magazine or watch a show, like I'm always finding like the advertising angle in whatever I do, right? So whether I'm shopping for something for my kids, whether I am watching my favorite show, whether I'm looking at commercial, especially magazines, like I just love finding like angles on like strategies or ideas that I can use or my clients can use to like up-level their marketing game. So I'm obsessed with marketing, but it was never like this. Like I loved advertising, but I never like really love marketing, like showing up and doing what I have to do, like to be visible, right? I think a lot of us struggle, especially entrepreneurs. One of the reasons why most of us are not making money, right? By most of us, I mean like entrepreneurs weren't making money. A lot of us are struggling because of the fact that we don't understand how to market ourselves. We don't understand how to show up. And the best way to do that is to fall in love with marketing. Determine that it's going to be your bitch and you're going to love it. and things will happen, right? Because I liked marketing, but I didn't love it. I was like, oh God, doing videos, oh God, showing up. That was just too much. It was just the idea of like connecting with my audience in any way, but any shape that's not like just written form was just a lot for me. And so I truly believe that if you market your business and you show up and you've mastered your marketing, you're going to master your money. Now, I also love money because money is important. So I had a lot of like struggles with my money story and, you know, the way I was raised and, you know, working with a mindset and money coach really helped me get clarity around like where I am and where I want to be and what's holding me back, right? Not just like your money mindset, but how do you manage your money? How do you love on your money? How do you use your money for good, not just wasteful with your money? So that's really important. So if you want to enjoy your life, you're going to need money. And in order for you to enjoy your business, you're going to need to market your business effectively, not just when you need money, so that the money can continuously flow into your business. Okay. We'll dive into more of this later on, but I just want to share that with you. I am obsessed like with marketing and I love money, but I'm definitely obsessed with marketing. So anything that I see, I take ideas and I'm like, okay, great. Let me just pin that as an idea for later on. And funny enough, the other day I was talking to a client about her Facebook advertising and something I saw in a magazine was really helpful. And that ad converted like freaking crazy. So I got to tell you that you have to find, once you fall in love with the, you know, just marketing yourself and your business, it just becomes a lot easier for you to see ideas everywhere that you can implement or, you know, re-strategize for your business as well. Okay. All right. Number seven, believe it or not, I love telenovelas. I'm obsessed with them. So in high school, I took 3 years of Spanish. I only know hola and a few numbers. I was really fluent back then, but not anymore because I had no one to practice with. But I still love watching telenovelas and sometimes my Spanish come back to me. Do not judge me. It just happens. Like I'll be talking to my kid and I'm like, hey, do this. And it just like something, a line comes out. I'm like, cuidado. And I'm like, oh gosh, look, I remember this. And so, yeah, I love telenovelas. They're like the best. And now I'm even more excited that Netflix have them and I can read the subtitles. Like that's my life. Because growing up, I didn't have cable. Again, I didn't even know what cable was till college. Do not judge me. I was like, ooh, what's BET? So there's a lot of things I didn't know until college, but that was the things that we used to watch because these are the channels that we had available. Telenovelas was the ish. Number eight, I do not know how to ride a bike still today. I remember learning how to ride a bike in Haiti on gravel, fell, scraped my knee, and I told my dad, take that thing away. I do not want to deal with it ever again. Eventually, he sold the bike because he realized I was never going to get on it. Number nine, I'm totally obsessed with the beach. I love the beach. Like if I could live there, I would. As an adult, you realize some things are meant to be enjoyed once in a while and not all the time, but I do love the beach. And number 10, last and final, is I am a proud member of the Divine Nine. I'm a member of the Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. Most people do not know that about me, that I am a sorority girl. It's not something I'm hiding, but, you know, I just don't talk about it a lot. So real quick, though, I just want to share with you the power of branding, even like if you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not even there. So when I joined my sorority, long story short, to be in a sorority, especially in the Divine Nine, you have to like volunteer and show up and be a part of the activities for them to notice you, right? I actually joined without ever doing any of that. So I just walked in one of the interest meetings. I just got in on campus and I was invited to join. Now, most of the girls in the that joined with me were like, oh my gosh, how did you get in? Like, that's insane because we've been at this for like 3 years now and we're seniors and we're finally getting someone to notice us and we finally got an invitation. But it's the power of branding. I walked in there with confidence. I looked good. I felt good. Like I answered the questions like I was a boss. I was like, girl, you gonna let me in up in here. And it happened. And I love my sisters and it's an amazing organization. So shout out to my SG Rose. All right, guys, that is all. Those were the 10 fun facts that you may or may not know about me. I would like to hear from you. Hop on over to my Instagram, Fabiola Y. Giordani, whatever photos available at the time and that you're listening to this, and let me know a little bit more about you. You don't have to share 10 fun facts. You can share one or two. And of course, click the follow button so that you don't miss any of this awesome stuff I'll be sharing on Instagram and on here. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and share with a friend. Sharing is caring, yo. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate it. And you guys, I want you to hustle hard, hustle fearlessly, and hustle fabulously. Have a good day, everyone. Bye.